98.5, Star 98, Steve and Laura. Today is National Drive-Through Day. So if you're going to be doing any driving through anything, make sure you thank your drive-through person. I don't know if that's even...
Do you? I always kind of get real chatty with them. And I feel like they are surprised. Shut up.
That's interesting.
I feel like they're surprised sometimes. Because I don't think people are always the nicest in the drive-through. You should always say thank you.
Well, of course.
How's their day going? Compliment their nail polish?
No.
Yes, you should.
No, you should not.
The right thing. It's just the right way to be as a human.
Yeah.
Interacting with other humans. Well, you should try it sometime.
Part of the problem with interacting with other humans while you're working the drive-thru is you do have a little on-off switch on your microphone when you put that headset on at the McDonald's drive-thru or whatever drive-thru you happen to be working at. Unfortunately, sometimes you forget to turn that microphone off.
Oh, my God.
Like in this case, dude pulls up to the speaker, and at no point did anybody say, "Oh, hi, welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?"
No. I think she missed the little bell that goes off or whatever alerts you to know that there's somebody in the drive-thru.
So dude pulls up and he's in the middle of hearing a conversation that the drive-thru lady is having over the phone with someone, but also over the speaker, you know, her little headset, which is then going through the speaker at the drive-thru.
Oh, my God.
Here it is.
I even made it to the clock, and I'm here for cleaning. I said, oh, no, I'm not. I'm just right back home, Shanto. No, if I'm going to clean on my day off, I'm going to clean at home. And it was hotter than a I'm like, right back up out of here. I didn't even say nothing to nobody. I just walked out. Okay, babe. No, I know. But I do want to, I'll tell you when you come back into work, let me get this order about Brittany. Man, she's a joke. Okay, so I loaned her $20, right? That week after she couldn't pay her phone bill, remember we were discussing that? No, I just let her borrow $20. She had already paid her phone bill. Girl, I had to ask her twice for it back. Then finally yesterday, she gives me $10 of it, right? And then says, oh, hey, I got weed for sale. I'll give you a front. I'm like, you can't afford to get fronts. You owe people money. Yeah. Which was, I almost said to her, okay, give me a 10 bag of weed. But then I'm like, no, let me just see if she'll actually give me the cash, you know? I don't know. She had some slow-looking dude in the car with her yesterday. Yeah. He don't look like he's all there in the head. Whoa. I apologize for the way. How can I help you?
Let me get your...
So this guy just wants his McNuggets and he hears this entire conversation a coworker and all the bad things that happened.
I bet you she is very double-checking of that little switch on her on-off microphone if she didn't get fired. And I really hope she didn't, because I would want to go to that drive-thru, because she would be the person when she hands you the bag and you say, oh, can I have an extra ranch or can I have a few more ketchups? She'd be like, girl, yes, you can. She'd start launching them in the bag for me. Do you want this whole box? Here, just take it.
You can have whatever you want.
It's hot in here. Just take it.
Totally. Happy National Drive-Thru Day today.
Steve and Laura are on Star 98.